Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, the place where those who are serving their purpose share with you how they came to achieve it, how they came to know it, and something you can do, perhaps, to be able to achieve your purpose. However, there are weeks when talk-related topics. And we've been doing a lot of that lately because there's a lot of stuff out there that, I just want to share with you all. And as things come up and things happen, it's great to be able to share that with the Purpose Talk Radio audience. So today, we always air on Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. Now, just a reminder for those of you in the United States, we do change to daylight savings time this weekend. 2 p.m. Sunday morning, we get to spring forward into spring. You know, and where I am in Wisconsin, it felt like spring pretty much this winter, and for that, I am grateful, especially as a bus rider. So those of you who are out there, it's not like the end of the month or the beginning of the month like it often has been. And I'm not quite sure how that's happening. The state seems to keep changing a lot. I am going to open, let you know how you can participate in this show. There are a couple ways that you can do it. The first one is that at the moment I am opening the chat room at the very bottom of the show page for anyone who would like to participate in that. And hopefully it opens and is cooperative with me today so that I can see anyone who wants to leave comments during the show. Now know that that show page or that comment chat room does close when the show ends. So there are other ways that you can participate in the show as well. And the other one would be by calling in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And in that way, you will be allowed to talk to me on the phone. You can also Skype in. Press the number 1, though, so that I know that you are indeed wanting to talk. That will be appreciated. And then the other one is for those who wish to comment on the show as they listen to the archive or live, either way, as we speak. Also, I'm bouncing over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and putting up a comment over a post over there where you can also participate in the conversation that's going on over there. So that as things come up, as you hear them, as they resonate with you, you are able to leave comments there as well. So that I always pin that to the top of the show page each week. And it stays there till something else comes up, till I get to be a guest on a show. I've had a couple of those lately. Or schedule the next show, whichever comes first. So if it's not right at the top, feel free to scroll down and just find it based on the date of the show. Usually there's a graphic that goes with it or at least has the date on the show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have something to share, a topic related to living your purpose, and if you haven't noticed, that's pretty widespread as to what exactly that means. And it's how do you define living your purpose. I'd love to have you be a guest on our show. And to do that, you can email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with folks, please feel free to do that and share that information also by emailing me, and we can work out a marketing package for you to be able to share that on the show. So, having said that, did I get everything? No, I did not. The song you heard, both of them, as a matter of fact, are by the group True Trinity. Both the I Am Who I Am, followed by the Positive News song. Both of them are True Trinity. The vocalist on them both also is Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself on that. And you can find them at True Trinity, TRUETRINITY.com. Our show each week is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a full-service domestic and international travel agency for groups and individuals specializing in travel for those who need special accommodations. And that can be found at truevisionstravel.com, TRUVISIONSTRAVEL.com. Now I think we have all of the general wonderful informational things out of the way that I need to cover. And, you know, today we're going to have actually a very brief short show with some basic information about for the web of it. Now, why do I pick on a topic like this? Probably some of you wonder, when there's a whole lot of people out there dealing with websites professionally, non-professionally, freebies, templates, all that kind of stuff that goes out there. Well, one is because I'm dealing with it right now myself. And it is something that's kind of, it's funny because I can design sites for other people. And
However, when it comes to my own, it seems like I don't know how to pare the information down and get it pared down to what I need. I want to put everything and anything in it. And there are several pieces to my business. You know, my umbrella company is True Visions Media, and that covers all kinds of media. Basically, that part of the company, that umbrella piece, is to provide effective, efficient communication for personal, journalistic, and business formats. Now, you know, that includes websites, it includes your resumes, your manuscripts, pretty much everything. Whatever there is, that's part of it. And anything that's the written word, we can help you speak the right language. Now, of course, first of all, the biggest thing is figuring out your audience. So when you deal with writing, you speak to an audience. Now, whether that is your manuscript, your dissertation, your Facebook posts, your social media posts, it all depends on what is the audience you are wanting to reach. And so I have been looking at that recently. It's a little amusing because I started out years ago just doing resumes, a couple press releases here and there for some friends. Not really in business per se, but was in business. And so I figured I had to come up with a name just because people were saying, you know, you need a name for yourself. You need to do this. You need to do, you know, everybody, you need to. And so I came up with the name of Write It Right. Because that's pretty much what I was doing, was just writing for folks and helping them to do whatever they needed to do on that level. You know, I'd read a couple of the final papers for some friends. I'd write their book reviews they had to turn in for school. The major assignment at the end of the year or the first one of the year where, you know, what did you do on your summer vacation? Where the teachers want to find out how you write. Well, in some cases, my friends wanted it to be perfect. And in other cases, my friends wanted to have it worse so that over the semester, as they got better and they had somebody reading it like me, it would look like they got better in their writing and therefore their teachers would improve their grade. Whereas if they started out at the year having me read their work, then if I didn't have time or they couldn't get to me before later in the year, then it got to be a problem because then some of their work might not have been quite up to the same standards as it was in the beginning. Now, I have some friends that are great writers, and the other piece of that is I turned around and I had to give them my work and said, please help me, please read through this. Anything that's important, major writing things, I will not let them go without being edited. So I guess the main point of that is, as I've gone through, I've changed the company, and probably about, 10 years ago, expanded and did more with other types of publications than just your basic piece, pen and paper type things, or computer, keyboard, and paper. I realized that I was not quite encompassing with my business name what I was doing. So it got changed to True Visions Media. Basically, whatever you envision, we can create into some form of media. Website, press releases. We're working now, of course, in radio in this format. I'm trying to figure out if I want to go into video and TV. And made this area all-encompassing. However, I threw up a website because I had to have a website. And recently I have been in a mastermind group and talking about our online presence and how do we advertise and what do we do. And so I went back to that website. You know what? I hadn't touched it since 2012. That I discovered and knew even at that point. One, I did not realize it had been that long, which is not a good online presence. It doesn't do anything for the search engines per se. It, as a stagnant site, it might as well not even be there. And that was the big thing I learned. Also, as I looked through it, it didn't say what I wanted it to say anymore. What it did is it was just a piece of work online. It was there because I, quote unquote, had to have one. Boy, were my eyes opened as I looked at this site. Add to that, the first page of it was some things that were, they were blog posts, they were stories that I wrote for a magazine back in 2012. In fact, the last one was dated 12/12/12. And I looked at that and was just blown away because it meant that I had not been paying attention to my website, to my online presence. I have been, however, putting a lot of time and effort into social media. Many of you who listen to this show get your notifications through social media about the show and about the things that I do. But I don't have it. Even the Purpose Talk Radio website is not up to date. So what I'm doing in the process is looking at, first of all, what kind of presence do I really want to have online? What do I want that to look like? How do I want it to be? So first it was look at the business name. Do I still want it to be True Visions Media? And what does that mean? And what do I want to have on the True Visions Media website? What do I want to have on Purpose Talk Radio? What do I want to have on Positive News Media? Those are all main sites that I have currently. However, I have now, I just obtained another one, I have 14 different domains that I own. Some might say, why the heck is that the case? Well, there are names that are related. When I took over Purpose Talk Radio, oh boy, we're talking, what is it, 2.5 years ago, I considered whether it should be Positive News Radio. Because one of my goals has always been to have a positive news media outlet. And in doing that, I debated whether it should be True Visions Radio, Positive News Radio, or leave it Purpose Talk Radio. And Purpose Talk Radio has had following for about 6 years now. Granted, the format has changed, the hosting, the hosts and producers have changed over the years. It's come with a different type of audience because there used to be a lot of readings. When Jan was around, she did card readings. When Barbara was around, they did readings. And I have chosen to not do that for a variety of reasons. But it doesn't mean that I don't treasure that for some people. My coach will give me a reading of sorts at the end of our sessions. And I love it. Just, you know, bring everything together. But it's not the way I want the show to be for me. And it's not that I won't have, if someone is a reader and that is the purpose, we'll put them on. We've done that before. So first, you know, again, I looked at all of the domains I have. I said, how do they all fit together? What can I do with them? And how can I make this happen? And I discovered that I like what I have, and I needed to find a way to make them all fit together. So I've looked at the website. I've looked at my logo. I've looked at, I've taken suggestions from the mastermind group and said, okay, now what do you think? So one of the biggest things with a website, as far as I'm concerned, is look at your audience. Have some people you know that you trust that are your target audience and that are not your target audience. Have them look at your site. Have them look at your logo, your business name, your domain, all the stuff that goes with it. Don't just buy a domain because it's kind of related and throw it up online. And there's two people that I have gone to kind of as point people as I've been developing this website, not only the mastermind group, but many of you who are on my Facebook page know that I participate in a lot of the blab shows with Kat Sturz and with Steve Henry. And in doing that, those two folks have really kind of made me think about particular things on my website. By the way, I am not in the chat room right now, so if anybody has messages for me, that my internet has gone down, so send them to me on Facebook if you need something through my Facebook page, the personal one. So what we've been able to do then because of that, again, is look at some of the plugins, look at whether I wanted the site to be remain HTML, which is the hypertext markup language, which was the original way that websites were created, whether I would change to WordPress, which is now the majority of the sites. You know, there are several kind of ones out there. There's Drupal, there's WordPress, there's Google. There are, and I've talked about this a little bit in the last couple shows ago. You know, all these things are out there, and figure out the format that's best for you as well. What are you able to work with? What is easy for you to learn, as well as what is the common out there, so that if you need to hire someone or need to bring in someone else to help with your site because you're ill, whatever, for your blog, what can other people do to be able to get your information out if something happens or you need to have updates or whatever? I guess it's why I went to WordPress, because I knew that if something happened, first of all, Purpose Talk Radio came to me as a WordPress site, so I had to learn it. Rather than redesign a whole site of 3 years at that point, which I was not about to do, and try to figure out how to get all the shows in it and all the history that was part of Purpose Talk Radio into something else, no, I'm no fool. I take the easy way out sometimes. In this case, maybe I was going to take the road less taken for me, but I was going to take the road more taken by the people who came before me, because I was not about to have to recreate all of that. And as I learned that, as I learned WordPress, I found out it's not so bad. And I have a magazine that I wanted to create, and what can is easy for people to put in what they need to put in, and tried and tried and tried for what then was Positive News Magazine, or then was True Visions Magazine, I think, that I was trying to create. How can that possibly be created online? By the way, anyone who is listening to the show now, if you want to listen to the next 15 minutes of it, you do need to call in or Skype in. Because the live stream will end at the half hour, and that number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. I hate to do that to you this quickly, but I just looked at the clock as we were trying to get back online and everything that's involved in that. Anyway, so as we talk about this website stuff, okay, so WordPress is out there, so I thought, well, fine, I'll do that, I guess, and I'll learn about it. But I wanted it to look a certain way. So I had to investigate, how do I do that? Now, I very much am a lifelong learner. And so being able to have that presence didn't matter to me how I did it. So now we come full cycle. Someone helped me put WordPress on my sites. Fine. So I didn't touch it for 4 years. Not good. In the meantime, and as I've done that, we looked at now this new site and how do I incorporate all of my pieces, Purpose Talk Radio, Positive News Media, all of it. How do we incorporate all of that into a business through various tabs, through various graphics, and putting each of those into a business name? So here we sit today. And I encourage you to have a web presence, but not if that's all you're doing with it. Again, you can reach me through PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can reach me at Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. My other site is TrueVisionsMedia.org. And I encourage you to take a look at that and see how it is evolving. So as we go into the second part of the show, again, TrueVisionsMedia.org is the one that I am playing with now, redesigning, redeveloping, so to speak, to look at and be what I want it to be. And again, I apologize. The internet has not put you in the chat room. If you were in there, hopefully it comes back on here before the show totally dies from the first half. Anyway, so as we were saying, the other thing is there are a lot of gurus out there. There's a lot of people that do this in real life, that offer free help, that offer low-risk help. But sometimes you've got to pay for something to get what you want. I mentioned Steve Henry, and he is great for giving advice, but he also has a very low-price opportunity for people who want to get online and don't want to have to learn it themselves. Part is then he will teach you how to do it yourself. Now, part of my business is to create websites. So I will gladly help you get online as well and help write the content and do all that. If you want a basic, common, very readable, very accessible site, I will gladly do that for you and with you. And what it will be is, a simple thing. If you want something more complex, then go to someone like Stephen. Go to, some of these other folks that... me out there, and I don't know that I'm actually recording my show anymore. It looks like it went off the air because I was out of the air. So I'll have to check on my end to see if it works or not. Anyway, as I continue talking on things, so again, you can get fancy schmancy stuff, especially if you're doing a sales page and have products that you want to have for sale. I'm not that much in that. And the better part of it is I know where my limitations are. I do much better of, hey, have someone else do the site and give me a shout back. And let's see if you need some editing work on that page. Let's see if instead I can help you write some more of the content and tweak that a little bit so it's even tighter and better. Let's work with those things instead. But it's your choice. Again, you get what you pay for, too. You don't want to pay for something if you don't need it. And at the same time, you don't want to take something free when you really should be paying for it. Because there are many out there also. There's many free services. But there is the concept of you get what you pay for. Because a lot of the free services, you don't get to have your own domain name. There's others that you do. And then your website may look like everybody else's. So you don't want to do that. You want to have something unique. You want to have something different that's not copied by other people. Which is why you don't necessarily want to just go free. Now, if you have to, then by all means, go for it. If you don't have to, invest the 99 cents to get the domain. Invest the $5 if you want something that's different. You know, whatever. Take the time and the energy to invest in yourself and invest in your business in whatever way you need to. Okay, internet is really, really playing games on me. It doesn't even want to take me to the site for the show. I don't know why, but it is what it is. Like I said, I get what I pay for. I have free hotspot internet, and guess what? Crashing. It's crashing and burning today and not wanting to be at all conducive to what I'd like. Now, the other thing is if you've got a heavy travel site and you have to be able to jump on and off and get lots of emails, don't do what I'm doing and getting free stuff because it isn't going to work real well. But it's all up to you to do how to go about it and what you're going to do. In fact, I'm sure the show has ended.